Hello, Apollo 10, Houston, over.
Go ahead.
Okay, Tom, we got a little critique on your Rev 25 tracking for John. On site 130, it appeared that he started about 50 seconds early. The spacing was good, but the geometry was not quite as good as we'd like it. If we could just move that up 50 seconds, we'd appreciate it. I'll repeat though that. Go ahead, John.
Well, John, we're listening for you. John's busy. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. The spacing was real good on the marks, but the geometry wasn't quite as good as they liked it. So they just wanted to pass on that remark. On F1, the mark spacing was excellent, and we started right on time. But we only got four marks recorded, and it appeared that we were in standby. Roger, it appeared that on F1 that we initially were just in attitude hole, and we ran out of trunnion before we got all the marks in. But the spacing was real good, over.
Okay. Okay, we started, Houston, we started the marks on 130 right on the time that we thought, right on the time sync that you passed up to us. Over.
Standby one. Ten, Houston, the experts here was saying that the T2 time, the mark should be started about 30 to 40 seconds after the T2 time. Over.
Okay, all righty. We'll start up 30 to 40 seconds after T2.
Roger. And Tom, we're going to have Goldstone up for you on the TV at about 132, and we'll have the 210 dish, and it looks like we're going to be in good shape for the obliques and the TV, and we'll get all the info up to you next rev, over.
Okay, sounds real great, Charlie, thank you.
Roger, and we got 10 minutes to LOS. We'll see you next rev at 126.02, and we're looking good going over the hill. The fuel cell, everything's looking good, over.
Okay, real fine, and thanks a lot, Charlie. And Houston.